The whales are coming, and boy, are they pissed. You're listening to Bo's Veranda, once again, on Radio Valencia. We started that off with So What, by Christian Scott. Then we had The Stroll, Part 2. What was the name of that band? Pardon me. Right, that was The Stroll Part 2 by The Mellomatics. And of course, that was The Easy Star All-Stars covering Karma Police by Radiohead. I actually like that version better. In fact, I like that whole album better than the original album. It just has a better groove, what can I say? All right, back to public service announcements. Radio Valencia DJs spin every, not every, first Fridays at Emmy's Spaghetti Shack on Mission Street here in San Francisco. It's kind of up there where like Valencia runs into Mission Street near, you know, the Knockout and Royal Cuckoo, etc. Very good place to get some dinner. And they have a decent sound system. Heard some music there from DJ Little Hismovit at a period a while ago. So, yeah, Emmy Spaghetti Shack usually starts around 8 o'clock. Come hang out with some Radio Valencia DJs, get some good food. And as always, we're looking to recruit more talent here on Radio Valencia. So if you go to our homepage, you can see all of the open spots. They are all in red, or any place that says a rerun. We provide training, no experience necessary, just a passion for radio, and try to be a responsible person without a serious drug problem. That would be good. Lately, that has been the case. We've had some issues in the past. Anyway, we're going to get back into the music because I overprepared as I usually do. And we're going to play a little bit more metal, and then we're going to get into some 80s stuff, and then got a little spoken word coming up that is very apropos at this point in time. But this song is actually apropos as well. It's called God Luck and Good Speed by Weed Eater. We'll be right back.
sake.
Return mail right away.
I just wanna know which way do I go to get to your America.
prominent members of the community.
The only drugs that are even popular anymore, all the dummy drugs, all the drugs that make you more boring, all the mood stabilizer, antidepressant. Everyone's got some mental disorder they've been diagnosed with, and they take a fucking pill. They push them on me all the time. I got ruined so many relationships because I get, because I think. I fucking think all the time. Sorry. Oh, geez. It's ADD. No, it's not ADD. I'm thinking. I'm thinking about a lot of stuff. It's not ADD. Yeah, I stutter a lot and I fuck stuff up, but that's because I'm always thinking, well, you're not listening to me because I'm thinking about something that's more interesting than you. I'm trying to build a perfect utopian society in my head. And what are you talking to me about? Bowling or what? And I do. I have a head that just won't shut the fuck up. So where do the ideas come from? Do you have a head like that? Do you have the brain that just won't shut the fuck up all the time? You learn to work with it. Did you ever try to do this? I tried this in July in Tucson, Arizona, and failed miserably. Did you ever try to sleep sober? You ever try to do that? It's completely impossible. I tried. I got a meeting at 6:30 in the morning. I got a flight to LA for a meeting, so I'm trying to be responsible. And I'm just laying there in a hotel. There's no people or conversation, no distractions, sober, and no television, just your head on a pillow. 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you mother... Because that's when the carnival kicks into high gear. You're almost 40 years old, you fucking loser. How long are you going to do this? How long are you just going to get drunk and amuse shitheads for a living? Well, there must be something that rhymes with orange, laurange, smarange, orange. This fucking music is playing in there and it always sucks. We didn't start the fire. Shut the fuck up! I'm going to go to bed! 3 more hours! I'm going to sleep! And my ex-wife is in there. You never took me to the botanical garden. It was always about you. You fucking megalomaniac. You never cared. I was dying of loneliness. It was always burning since the world was turned. Shut the fuck up! I'm going to sleep. I ain't not taking fucking medication for it. That's also where the ideas come from. I'll just pour some alcohol on that when it happens and try to even it out. You work with your problems. Fucking everyone's taking pills just because they're afraid of standing out. Or I was terrified when my doctor told me that I had a unique and interesting personality trait. But then he told me about new Zoloft and Prozac, and I just take 3 pills a day, and I blend into this fucking horrible inbred corporate landscape, and I don't care. They'll legalize any drug so long as that drug keeps you producing. That's all they give a shit about is production. You're kicking out enough boxes at the plant? Well, go. It's whatever keeps you doing that. Keeps you vaguely content sitting in a cubicle. Go ahead, FDA approved. I have a job where I alphabetize insurance forms 45 hours a week, and I noticed I couldn't concentrate so well on my job, so my doctor put me on Adderall, and now I can just breeze through my workday. I don't even notice that my empty life is being pissed away underneath fluorescent tubes. I have no highs or lows. I have no good stories. But I'm getting a lot of stuff done. I'm probably the most boring person I know, but look at me produce. I just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, blah, 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 blah. You're never going to take a pill for that. You're not concentrating because that's fucking boring, and that's a natural reaction to boring. Don't concentrate. Find another way. You're going to make a living. You have bills to pay. Buy less shit and find some fun. Suck a dick. You're going to pay bills, suck a dick. I'm talking to you in particular because you're close. Whatever. Spin around the brass pole a few times. Whatever. Say you saw the Virgin Mary in a grilled cheese sandwich and sell that shit on eBay. There's a grift in the system. There's always a scam. You don't have to do it just because your guidance counselor told you you'd excel at it. Fuck them
immigration
over.
Argument that you hear.
They never come from a... Well, how does it affect you personally?
Well, you know, these immigrants, they come to our country, they burden our tax system. What they do is they come here and they get into our education system and our health care, and I'm going to pay the taxes. My taxes have to pay that. Well, what the fuck are you doing to me?
Every time you have a kid because it's American, I should pull up a chaise lounge and wave a flag while 15 of those things come out of you, pay everyone. Oh, I can't wait to pay for these. They're American. I have a vasectomy and an abortion on my record, but I can't wait for all your fucking fat headed Midwestern kids to come out of you. What are you, Catholic? Come on, be fruitful and multiply. Love it. I'll get a second job. No, keep.
Well, these immigrants, they don't speak the language. Then don't talk to them.
Well, I solved your problem. That was quick. You know who speaks the language perfectly? Your next door neighbor. You've lived there 8.5 years. You've never said one fucking word to that guy. You avert eye contact should you check the mail at the same time. So why would you give a shit what the guy selling ganip-ganops in a cart in the park speaks? It's none of your fucking business. And all the cliched arguments like that, they're lazy, they're shiftless, and they're criminals and all this. All those arguments go against the main cliched argument of their taking American jobs. I live on the Mexican border. I live 7 miles off the Mexican border in a town, Bisbee, Arizona, a little town. I can go out any day and watch Border Patrol arresting these guys by the dozen, 11 at a time out of a Dodge Omni, like a clown car with plastic cuffs. And you're right, they don't speak the language and they probably have no education. They don't have fucking shoes half the time. They're like barefoot and tattered castaway, like Gilligan's Island shorts. The fucking dirty t-shirt and dehydrated and wandering a desert for 4 days. And if that guy is as qualified for your job as you are, you're a fucking loser of such epic, humiliating proportions. I would be ashamed to have anyone find out that guy took my job. He doesn't speak English. What, did they do your job training in pantomime, shithead? Oh, see it coming. Point, point. I see it. Point, point.
Great.
You're out of here, mullet head. That guy's more qualified. Fucking asshole, you should have tried harder. Nobody bitches about immigrants taking that job if that person has skills of any level. No, they're fucking brain surgeons sitting around the Beverly Hills Hotel lounge. You know what really chaps my ass, Barry? Scandinavian fellas are coming over taking all our good neurosurgery positions. The Norwegians specifically. I say we down ourselves a bottle of Jack Daniels and go stomp us some Ouija ass. The first Ouija we see. We jump out of that Explorer and pound him. Fucking immigrants. All started with that Einstein. Once they brought him over from Germany and we didn't have any good genius jobs, it was a trickle-down effect.
All right, that was Doug Stanhope, of course, with Einstein was an immigrant worker. We started that all off with Weed Eater, God Luck and Good Speed. That was right about the time the website crashed, which was roughly 20 minutes ago. I don't know, it keeps doing this. Weird. Don't know why. We're looking at our technical difficulties and trying to get them sorted out, but keeps having on my show. It's kind of annoying. After that, we had Acid Bath with Tranquilized. And then, of course, that was Living Color with Which Way to America. Where is my TV show? My VCR. That's kind of funny, because that's obviously an 80s tune. Because no one has a VCR anymore, except for DJ Doug from Beyond All Limits. Limits. trivia show. He has lots of VHS tapes. Film editor. And generally, completely knowledgeable guy about film in general, I must say. Always teaching me things, Mr. Doug. Yeah, and then we had Doug Stanhope with Carnival Head. Drugs for a brave new cubicle, which is absolutely true, because, hey, Prozac. If you do boring shit, take Prozac. I hear it works. FDA approved. Anyway, back to public service announcements. Punk rock turns 50, at least in San Francisco. There's a big thing going on, 443 Broadway, Mubuhay Gardens, a legendary punk rock venue, is now reopened Saturday, February 28th, 2026, 20 in advance. There's going to be a discussion panel by members of Flipper and the Avengers, I believe, and I'm sure Jello Biafra is going to be there, and lots of other cool stuff. DJ Little Hiss Muffet, I believe, is going to be spinning records at that show. And I believe False Flag is also playing. And False Flag is the shit. Me and my good friend Gerald went and saw Agent Orange at the Rickshaw Stop a couple years ago. And False Flag and Surprise Privilege were the opening bands. And they fucking brought the gnarliest mosh pit I have ever witnessed in my entire life. So it's going to be a good punk rock time, February 28th at Mubuhay Gardens, Saturday. Also happens to be my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom. Anyway, let me get back to music. So, I don't know. Do I want to play? Yeah, we'll get to that at the end. We're going to change it up, play some weird shit, and go way back. Do some old school techno, which some people will love, some people will hate. I feel kind of indifferent about it nowadays, but we're going to just do it anyway. This is Paul Oakenfold with Deep Space. All right, that was Arion with Computer Eyes. That first tune was Deep Space by Paul Oakenfold. You're listening to Bo's Veranda on Radio Valencia. We got about 20 minutes left, so we're going to move right along and play some... What the hell are we going to do? We're going to start this off and just go for it. And this goes out to, sadly, two great clubs here in San Francisco are closing. The Parkside and Bottom of the Hill, which are right down the street from one another, both closing this year, sadly. And we keep losing good music venues in this town. And some new ones have opened, and that's fine. But, you know, like, the Hemlock was irreplaceable. And so this tune came to mind. This is Annette White.
flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. stay another year. It's hard to leave when absolutely nothing's clear.